Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT podcast. I'm NAREIT editorial director Alan Kenny. Joining me on the line is Joe Cordino, CEO of Pennsylvania Real Estate Investment Trust. We're going to talk a little bit about his company's strategy and give us an update on some of the latest things going on there. So let's go ahead and bring him in. Joe, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Doing very well. Thank you. And thank you very much for joining us. I want to go ahead and start off just by talking a little bit about some of the steps that your company's taking to trim and prune the portfolio a little bit. Can you give us an update on where things stand in that regard?
Sure. Well, first of all, we're making great progress. Our disposition strategy is really two-pronged. So we're looking to improve the quality of our portfolio by disposing of some of our lower quality malls. And at the same time, as we look to reduce debt, we sold a few of our high-quality power centers, essentially non-core properties. So we sold two power centers and had a third sold in January this year. We also sold two low-productivity malls earlier this year. And we currently have four malls on the market and are optimistic that they will trade soon.
So how close would you say, I mean, is this an ongoing effort? I mean, do you feel like you're pretty close to having the portfolio just about where you want it?
Well, I think at this point, we're really looking to grow the platform by adding some quality retail assets. We think when we get through this disposition program, we'll take a breather. I mean, there may be, you know, one or two additional ones, but for the most part, we feel that we can at this point focus on adding some properties, and certainly those properties need to have what we'll call accretive characteristics, and that would be that it's a stable and growing economic base in terms of the region they're locating in, that we're able to outposition the competition, that NOI and sales growth have upside potential, and where we can determine that there's a retail void in the market given the competitive environment. And we're also looking for properties that will drive the quality of our existing portfolio north, either today or through some, let's call it, tender loving care. And last and probably foremost, we're looking for appropriate risk-adjusted return thresholds that we want to meet.
And Joe, you know, it's funny, you can pretty much set your calendar by sometimes the decorations and whatnot at different retail centers and malls. And we've got Halloween coming up, and normally the day after Halloween or so is right when we start seeing a lot of the holiday shopping stuff go up. Can you give us an idea as a landlord, you know, what are some of the issues that heavy shopping traffic from the holiday season, you know, presents for your company?
Well, first and foremost, we love crowds. The more traffic, the better. And so that is a backdrop. I mean, certainly in any public venue, more people mean more security concerns. And, you know, we're equipped to deal with that. One of the harder things to deal with is the shopping hours that's come of late. We're not complaining, but it does present a challenge. The retailers are fighting to get ahead of one another, opening on Thanksgiving, early morning, late at night. And we want to accommodate them, which we do, but mall employees certainly have to be, you know, work additional hours. It stresses our workforce. But having said that, you know, again, a busy holiday season is what we look forward to. The retailer's success is our success, and, you know, a healthy economy will ultimately lead to that, some job growth, and I feel pretty good about the Christmas season right now.
And then after Christmas, we'll be getting into 2014, of course. Can you give us some thoughts? Have you started kind of looking ahead to what your outlook is for 2014?
Well, we're very bullish. We're excited about 2014. Having said that, again, we'll come back to jobs. The key to a true, truly rebounding retail sales is jobs. So we still have a lot of people out of work. Interest rates, from our perspective, we don't have a lot of maturities to be concerned about, but rising rates do have an impact on our ability to effectively buy and sell properties as we try and reshape the portfolio. But again, the overriding key to our business is retail sales. And we, as we look out there, we feel optimistic about it. We do have some questions out there with retailers like JCPenney, et cetera. I think they're beginning to right the ship, but again, there's a concern out there about them. But the good news is we are seeing expanding retailers out there. We're seeing a lot of international retailers expanding into the mall sectors, from the Uniqlos to the Topshops to the Garage and Dynamite. H&M is in a fairly aggressive expansion program. All that suggests that our industry, the shopping center industry, particularly the mall industry, has a bright 2014 in front of it.
All right. Well, Joe, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate you taking time out to talk with us. And thank you all for joining us, too. For the Nareit Podcast, I'm Alan Kenny. Take care.